Chapter 2. The range of things that can make us joyful or distressed is simply vast. Witnessing a beautiful sunset, falling in love, eating an ice cream, and listening to Bach's music are four very different kinds of activity, but they are all capable of inducing joy. On the downside, losing your favorite teddy bear, failing to win, and hearing about the death of a loved one can all provoke distress. Is there any pattern underlying this diversity?